Hello and welcome to Hot Goss with Trash, the podcast where we bring in real facts, or facts can be anything, and we treat them around like they are dirty little pieces of gossip. We rate those facts on a scale of, ooh, kind of warm, to, uh-oh, heaters are on, and it's New York in the spring. I'm Chloe, and I'm going to put it into the universe. 2022 is the year I'm going to commit to learning how to skateboard again, like comfortably skateboard. Not a resolution. Yeah. I'm not bringing that energy here. Just like, I want to put it out there. We're going to do it.
Hell yeah. I'm Rachel, and I have recently been trying to learn to roller skate. I am having a time. Last weekend I went to the park and I stopped at least six strangers who were like, are you okay? Should you be out here? The answer was no, but I kept going.
My name's Lindsay, and my ex started skateboarding and she was like, I know you might want to, but I think you're too clumsy. So she bought me a scooter instead, and it was really fun and definitely the right choice because I know what my balance is.
Hi, my name is Shem. When I was little, I used to be in a BMX gang. We used to like ride around on little BMXs and like do jumps or like do tricks. And then one of my friends like competed in the X Games, which was like, I was very different. in terms of ability, but I will maybe use some of my disposable income to buy a little BMX.
I'm iffy. I'm a skater. I wanted to be a blader. And I remember when I was in high school, I told this guy I wanted to rollerblade in the X Games, and he laughed at me. That's when I realized that blading wasn't as cool as skateboarding. In actuality, I just had to find my people because there's a strong blader community. There's an anime Air Gear that's all about blading. I have skateboards that I bought top of the pandemic. That's what we're saying now. Top of the pandemic. that I ate it so hard at a skate park that like I just saw these young zennials just like, oh, because I felt comfortable. I'm like, I'm back in my game. I'm back. And I leaned too hard to the left and went right into a chain link fence, which worked like a video game bounce board and just like slammed me on the ground. Like, get down.
Oh, no.
Have you seen Disney Channel original movie Brink?
Which one? Is that the one where it's the surfer and then he learns to...
Oh, that's
a great one.
Great one. Brink has Team X-Blade. It's all about inline skating.
Oh.
Rival skate gangs. Highly recommend. Disney Plus. okay, well, he's a blader. He's a comedian. He's a writer. He works. Sometimes he does all four at once. We are so excited to welcome to the pod Iffy Wadiwe.
Hey. Ooh. Oh, wow. Okay, make sure all y'all clapping are 6 feet apart, okay? Y'all sounding very close with those cheers.
It's a COVID hotspot everywhere.
Yeah.
Wow. Speaking of hotspot, let's throw it right over to... I can't remember who I said at the top of the episode, but we're going to ask Shem.
Wow, okay. Weirdly, my fact is related to hotspots. So Chloe, that was serendipitous. It's just a simple fact, but about the Bluetooth wireless specification that we all know, we all love. It's how we all connect our headphones when we are ditching wires. But it was like, I used to know this and then forgot it. But it was designed in 1997 and it was named after King Harald, Harald Bluetooth of Denmark. Because he was a king that united all the tribes of Denmark. Used to be like various tribes, and then he united them into like one tribe. And in the same way that the Bluetooth specification was uniting mobile phones and like wireless headphones, they were like, this is beautiful, let's call it Bluetooth. And then if you look at the runes that they used in ancient Danish, the Harald is Harald Bluetooth. The H is like a little asterisk sign, and then the B, then the Bluetooth is like a little B. So the Bluetooth mark is actually made out of like a little combined symbol that is his initials for HB.
That's really cool. The symbol, like, I've always been like, what is that bit on the symbol? And now I know.
There you go.
Yeah.
I've been part of it.
I'm losing my mind. That's wild.
And now I know. And now I know.
And now I know.
Because we're all using a Junger Fundhak bind rune every time we write the Bluetooth symbol out, or at least click on it.
Well, if we haven't, you know, started Ragnarok yet, then I think we used the right ones.
If six people connect to like a headphone set at the same time, I think that will initiate.
Is he still? When?
No, no, he's an he united all the kingdoms of Denmark.
When?
Okay, yeah, you know, you're acting like we all knew when Denmark was united. You know, that could have happened yesterday. You know,
where are we?
Like in my lifetime, Denmark has been united as far as I knew, but you know,
this is back in like 950 AD. Yeah, so like a while
ago. So like way longer than I thought.
I was going to say, at best, blind guess 1700s. Don't I feel stupid?
I have a little bit more knowledge of Danish history than the average person, I guess, because I used to go there and cycle around a bunch and teach improv. So I picked up a bunch of fun Danish facts.
How long did you do that for?
Oh, a while. This is a lot of my early 30s.
I've said it once. I'll say it again. Shem is one of my best friends. I have known for, 6 years now? And every time I speak to Shem, I learn something completely new.
I once had to do a mono scene in front of the Danish ambassador in their National History Museum.
Whoa.
What?
Whoa.
And he knew improv, so he could note really hard.
Yeah.
I was like, ooh, look at those second beats.
Like, that's a fun game, because if you put that fact down on a piece of paper and put y'all in, like, a police lineup, no one's picking Shem. No one's picking, I'm going to let you know right now.
1 hour ago, Shem told us he went to the premiere, the UK premiere of Jackass as a journalist.
Yeah, it's just...
What is that?
I did know about the BMX gang, so I did feel good. I was like,
okay, you knew about that.
Okay, I know this part of your history. But now I'm like, where are your initials hidden, Shem?
Yeah.
What is it, in the Wi-Fi symbol? Where's the S and the P?
How hot was my fact?
Shem, your fact was as hot as a nice little cheese Danish straight from the oven. It's gonna burn your mouth. And it also happens to be the only thing I can think of right now.
Shem, your fact is as hot as when your charger overheats, when you've been charging your phone up because it's old and tired. It's as hot as a overheating cable.
Those are dangerous.
Yeah, it's dangerously hot.
Shem, your fact was as hot as 1999 Windows dialing up and it's a storm outside. She's working hard.
She's working
hard. Shem, I'd say your fact is as hot as the Vikings portrayed on the History Channel series Vikings, where you sit and wonder, why are they so hot when they were so dirty? These fellas did not groom, yet they are very hot.
If they washed, they wouldn't be hot. Like, that's a conundrum with that show.
Yeah. You know, when they shave and wash, they look like accountants. So, no disrespect to accountants. I know one's in the office typing on that calculator, like, if you didn't have to come for me like that.
Famously, go ahead, Shem.
Oh, Chloe used to be an accountant.
Mm-hmm.
And then, they were
it's
too
no
hot.
Longer.
Yeah.
He got fired for being too hot.
Yeah. Chloe, can you sit in can you come in the office? I walked you when I watched you come in today. I was like, is that an accountant or a model? You got to get out of here. You're making us look bad.
PwC is like, we can't handle this.
Thank you so much. I'm famously 5'3 at best. Nobody's ever said that. Thank you so much.
Hey, the short season of America's Next Top Model, you could have been on it, baby.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I hate to elongate things, but just when you mentioned Danish pastries, they're not actually from Denmark. They're from like Vienna. So in Danish, they're called like Wienerbrød or Viennese. And then they were brought into, there was like I can't remember this precisely, but there was like a bakery strike. And then all these Austrian women came to town and they made like all these like, sort of Danishes, or what we'd know as Danishes, and then they became really popular, and then they were then brought over to like English speaking countries, so they're known as being Danish even though they're from like immigrants from a different country. And I just thought that was an interesting piece of bakery based information.
Ooh, that you gave us a twofer right there.
I love that.
Yeah, we weren't ready for that, you know.
I thought it was going to be like Americans started calling them Danishes because like a Danish man sold it to them or something. Like yeah. Really dumb.
They were like, it's from Europe.
This
somewhere.
Was better. Yeah, this was better.
Speaking of from Europe somewhere, could you give us our next fact?
Yeah, I can go with the next fact. So I've got, I'm going to go with, so during the prohibition, to confuse the cops as to where people went, they made shoes that looked like cow feet. So they put blocks of wood on their shoes so that the police would stop tracing footprints and would then see cow prints. So they wouldn't know where the people went. I would have got excited and been like, wow, this person turned into a cow. That's cool. And it was just literally like a bar of metal that they put wooden blocks on and then they would wear them to cover their tracks.
Wow.
How dumb are these police?
Thank you for saying that.
They see all these like really drunk cows staggering out of bars.
Yeah, I'm like, are cows that frequently around?
I don't know. It feels like an episode of Scooby-Doo. It's like those pesky cows and then they like pull off the cow head and it's prohibition.
Well, I feel like it might be like a bunch of unbelieving cops and one really, really like stubborn and dumb chief that's like, we haven't seen any cows. It's like, nope, I don't see any footprints. These are cow prints. You're not going to make me look dumb.
We're in the middle of New York City. Like, I don't know where these... No.
Mm-hmm. Imagine a really frustrated detective with lots of, like, with one of those maps with all the red lines. Just pointing.
The daisy question mark. I think as well, like, if I was making the shoes, I'd be like, I'm just going to shake it up and do, like, some dinosaur feet. Like, what else can we throw in here? Like, these cool tracks. And the police like, wow, now what's happening?
I feel like if I was drunk, I would have a blast with two little chicken feet on my shoes. Just like, brrr, just see where my legs take me.
They're analyzing the patterns and they're like, it looks like this cow is doing the time step. I don't know how.
Shuffle ball change.
That's just me. I imagine it would be like little taps.
Little tap cow?
It'd be like an extra little thing on your shoe.
When people do those dress up parties where they're like in the 1920s, do they wear like little cow shoe patterns? Or...
Yes.
Okay. It's not a sort of thing I would attend. So I look to you, the rest of you for.
Like the next time one of those happens and it's like safe to be at one, way to be like that person and show up and be like, actually in Prohibition era, we would all be wearing cow paw prints on our feet. Or hoof prints, sorry.
Hoof prints. I'm going to go as a cow just with business shoes on.
I'll really fuck with the police.
Yeah.
The cows are like, you know what? These farmers can't know that we're leaving the farm. We're going to wear business shoes to make them think there's a bunch of businessmen walking around.
Some hot accountants in the neighborhood.
Wow. I love that.
It's yeah. Sneaky.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Lindsay, that fact is as hot as some like hot cow fashion. So a bunch of cows showing off the latest trends from Paris, doing a little catwalk with their hooves. Thank you so much.
So cute.
Lindsay, that fact was as hot as cow milk that's curdled, just boiled, bubbled over, could almost be soap. That's how hot that fact was.
Lindsay, that fact was as hot as, you know, just like warm milk before bed. Mm. But you mistimed it and it's steaming. Is too hot to drink.
I'd say that fact is as hot as the flames emanating off of a Molotov'd police car as it burns on a snowy winter.
Ooh. That's a beautiful image.
Romantic.
The Christmas card next year.
Beautiful. Almost romantic, you know?
Speaking of romantic, a word from our platonic friends. Words? Thanks, platonic friends. We can explore more possibilities in the future if you want. Okay, next, gonna throw it over to our guest. And I'm very excited.
I'm very excited too, because, you know, when I woke up this morning, for the second time, I was like, oh, I need a fact. I need an interesting fact. I need a fun fact. And then I remembered that I fell into a cave and found a fact gold mine. Oh. Because last, actually it was on the anniversary of the insurrection, Uberfacts tweeted, "What company secrets can you reveal now that you don't work for the company anymore?" Ooh. And I've been having fun scrolling, but the one that was the most shocking to me, the most heart-wrenching to me, is that the Domino's order tracker is just a timer. It has nothing to do with your order.
No!
If you only knew how many times I've been either drunk or stoned, just yelling out the hits of being like, all right, you know, Ignacio has just took it out the oven. We're good. It's on the way. Like, I'm thinking I'm like jacked in the system with Domino's and we're having an open line of communication, but it is just a timer.
The lies.
Oh,
those shady fucking bitches.
Yeah, I was shook. And it definitely got the most intense reaction from everyone. Everyone's like, are you kidding me? Oh, but the runner-up is someone said, your weed man puts the same strain in different bags and tells you to choose from different price range. And then someone replied in all caps, the tweet told you to air out corporate America and you bullied the weed man.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Now let's not take down the weed man.
Yeah, yeah. Leave him alone.
Leave the weed man.
Leave him.
Back to bullying Domino's.
Yeah.
Except don't, because I love Domino's.
Domino's has betrayed us all.
I remember the CEO of Domino's once said, we're really a technology company that just happens to sell pizza because they're like so
I remember this.
I was like, oh, that was you're a bullshit company.
Yeah, yeah.
We've just marketed a timer.
Yeah.
It's just a guy in the kitchen called Steven turning a little timer on a rack.
Because I love just thinking about when they're putting the finishing touches mm-hmm. on it. Like, oh, how cute. It's going through quality check. I love.
Yeah.
But no, another time we've been lied to. I recently cried at a Domino's commercial.
Wow, I gotta know what this commercial had going on. Yes, please.
It's the one where they're talking about, I don't know, I was feeling a little sad. And they were talking about how company or like delivery services like Seamless and DoorDash, obviously they're not naming them, take a lot of money from small businesses. So they've been buying gift cards to local businesses and delivering them with their pizzas. Obviously like as a marketing campaign, not as like a do good campaign.
Yeah, of course.
To support the local restaurants. And I was like, man, this is beautiful.
I actually did kind of fuck with that campaign heavy. Yeah. Like I was like, oh no, that's pretty dope. And it's a cool thing. It's with me. I often am in this point in the span of the world that I'm living in to where I'm just like, it's such an easy con to do something good that I don't get. Why no? Like if Jeff Bezos would give the U.S. universal healthcare, we'll let him get away with murder. Like, let's be honest. If we look at history, if he did something like that, if he ended world hunger, he can literally do whatever we want. He can shoot more cars than Elon Musk in a space and no one would bat an eye. Cause we're like, oh, I don't have as many problems anymore. So I'm going to ignore that one.
Yeah. If he ended world hunger, I would watch Wheel of Time. Like I would.
Yo, I'm ordering all the Amazon Basics collection. That's my new fit.
You're right. It truly is the easiest and most effective marketing campaign to just like do something a little nice.
Yeah. Because there's just so many bad companies that the bar is so low that if you do something a little nice, we'll be like, all right, I guess I'll give my money to you then. Yeah.
100%. It's like, wow.
We kind of are committed to stopping climate change. You guys.
Oh, okay. Give them all the money. Yes. Give them all the money. There it is.
Done.
We just believe it's real.
Yeah. Give them the money. Give them the money.
Oh my God. I'm turned on. Wow. Yeah.
Last January 6th, we stayed home.
give them the money.
Okay. If he, that. Fact is facts, honestly, as hot as a Caesar's hot and ready pizza. Little Caesars.
Ooh. Okay.
I like them. I'm not a big Domino's fan. I'm saying it, Rachel. I'm sorry. You're my best friend and I know you love Domino's.
Oh, wow.
First, you told me you don't like Hidden Valley Ranch, and now you're telling me you like Domino's. Thank you, Andy.
Email. This was not in the email when I was. I would have changed my whole appearance.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, well, you know what? While we're airing everything out, I'm also gay.
That redeems everything. You can do what you want now.
I am also gay, Chloe. It does nothing for me. No. No. That's
one more step. Do crime.
That fact is as hot as a Domino's cheesy bread just arrived to you. And before you're even ready to like get the plates out, before you're ready to like call everyone to the pizza, you sneak a little piece of that cheesy bread and it's too hot, but you couldn't wait because it was just so delicious.
I felt that. I've been there. Yeah. We're like, look, before everyone gets their grubby hands on it, you know, I brought it in by myself. Let me get a little flavor.
Yes.
That fact was as hot as when I first discovered the notion of stuffed crust pizza. Like, I love the idea of cheese, but the fact they put cheese inside the pizza as well as on top of the pizza was like true science. Like, it was incredible. That's how hot that fact was.
Oh.
That fact was as hot as I lived in Sydney for a while, and Domino's there had a garlic bread with cheese. But on top of that, they put in Vegemite, which is this like weird spread that some people hate, but I loved. And the combination all three was so beautiful.
Interesting.
Ooh. I do. My dad is from India, and the first time I went, I was like 9, and to appease me at some point, because we were going for like 3 weeks, to appease me, he was like, we can go to Pizza Hut in India. I will say, like pizza outside of like the US, obviously pizza here, delicious. Pizza, Italy, wonderful. But when you like add in different cultures, like foods to it, like chicken tikka masala pizza at the Pizza Hut in India, I get every time I go to India now. Because I'm like, it's delicious.
Yeah.
I love it covered in paneer. Like, that's
incredible. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. That's good. That's good.
That's the stuff.
I'm so hungry now. Okay.
I know.
Oh, sorry. I'm going to keep the food train going with my fact. And I know I said I was going to close it out, Rachel. I didn't misremember. I'm sorry to switch it up on you last minute, but for the sake of a damn good segue.
Mine has nothing to do with food, so it's a good choice.
Perfect. Okay. So in like a few months ago, a couple months ago, Heinz in collab, like the company Heinz, in collaboration with scientists at Florida Tech, developed a quote unquote Mars edition ketchup, Mars with a Z. And basically what they did was using 4 different types of tomatoes. They tried to develop and grow these tomatoes using like conditions that mimic Mars. And so the scientists were like, we want to see how do we mimic something how do we grow something in tough conditions? So that's why they joined. Heinz was like, we're making a Mars ketchup. And they did it. 2 out of the 4 varieties worked.
Wow.
They used LED lights instead of sunlight to like see what they could do with them.
Are they marketing? Are they like selling this?
Not
ketchup?
For sale. Only a few insiders at Heinz ever got to taste it.
Because it was disgusting.
How did it taste?
I didn't see a single comment, so I don't know.
That means bad.
100%.
They're like, we can't sell this at all.
I do like thinking that the Z in the Mars ketchup was just a personal flair for them, since they're not like marketing it or selling it to anyone. That was just like a cute little thing they did for themselves. A Florida Tech flair, if you will.
Were any of the tomatoes grown and fertilized in Matt Damon's poop or no?
No comment again. No comment. They kept asking journalists over and over. They were like, any comment? And they said nothing. So all I feel right.
I feel like Matt Damon got ketchup. He was one of the insiders.
He was, famously. His father was Mr. Heinz, famously.
Conspiracy. Wheel. It's the conspiracy alert. I think Chloe and I were actually talking about this earlier, unrelated to anything. But I think of like space food. Remember we were talking about this? You're making a face like you don't. We talked about moon cheese.
And yes. I wasn't thinking like space food. Yeah, space we were. Food. This was maybe 3 hours ago.
I feel like ketchup in like a space station, or even if they grew in a tough condition like Mars, but if they're eating it in the space station, would be so like condiments are not made for a zero gravity type of situation.
That's a good point.
Well, getting it out of the bottle and yeah, that's like a squeezy tube scenario. I think they'd have to go for.
Yeah.
I've never thought about space station food having dips, or like, I always think of it as like just one dry, like thing mm-hmm. that you just suck out. Like I would, yeah.
Yeah. What a world they don't get to experience. No dips, just dry chips.
I don't know. There's someone out there, like someone's job is to be a chef for like space food.
Yeah.
So maybe they're trying to, mix it up.
bring in some dip, bring in some ketchup, just pre-pack it in the thing, the dehydrated bag.
If billionaires are really trying to like escape to space, there's no way they're going up there without dip figured out.
Oh yeah, no, you can't. You can't be floating around doing slow-mo tosses of chips and having no dip.
No dip. No.
Need that dip.
A world without hummus, not a world we want to live in. Absolutely not.
That's the perfect dip for zero gravity because of the viscosity as well. I think. Like a nice like thick little, hummus. Like,
yeah. Chloe, I was going to say that fact is as hot as a toasty spinach and artichoke dip straight out of the oven in zero gravity. They're dodging it. They don't want to get burnt.
That's a weapon.
I like that. I like that. Mm-hmm.
Also, one of the best dips, in my opinion.
Ooh. Hot take, but a good take.
I guess I'll jump in with my heat. I'd say that fact was as hot as the sun 1 million years before it hits its supernova and destroys the universe.
Oh, that's hot. Hot and scary. That's the best kind.
Yes.
Real hot, real freaky.
Wow. Hairy, hot and scary.
Ooh. Yes.
Better get on that skateboard quick. Running out of time. That fact was as hot as the scandalous book I'm reading, the audiobook of Tomatoland, which talks about the $5 billion, the environmental cost of the $5 billion dollar fresh tomato industry, and they talk about the scandals behind one day tomato farming, as recommended to all of us by one of our previous guests, Stephen Campbell. I got right on that.
You got right in that.
Yeah.
I mean, they're Florida tomatoes, so it's related.
Yeah. Chloe, that fact is as hot as my anger was when you said the word Mars and ketchup. I was like, not the planet, the chocolate bar. And I was like, why would they make that? Why would they make a chocolate bar and a ketchup combined? And then I was like, calm down, that's not the case. But that moment of anger, that is how hot your fact was.
Ooh, I don't like how that makes me feel at all.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God, it's a Mars bar. Ooh. Okay.
Did Rachel just ask what is a Mars bar?
I said, what's in a Mars bar? I'm not a big chocolate girl.
I think they're different in the UK and the US. The UK one has like caramel chocolate on the outside and then like a
nougat-y layer?
Nougat-y layer, like a mushy nougat-y chocolate-y
layer.
Kind of
like a Milky Way?
Yes. More like a Milky Way. And then a UK Milky Way is like fluffier chocolate. It feels more like a moussey thing inside.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, just wanted to clear that up. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Rachel, hey, while you're clearing stuff up, could you clear up our last fact?
You know what I can? I'm going to keep it short and simple. Okay. I have stumbled upon on the internet a snake that as a defense tactic farts. And it can do so loudly and quickly that it scares whatever it's scared of, I was going to say competitor. That's predator.
Predator, yeah.
So much. It also, they were studying it because they were trying to figure out what this was. It can toot with such force that it can sometimes lift it off the ground and make it like appear bigger or like stronger, faster than it actually is. So we got some big old tooties from a snake.
Wait, who was studying this?
So, Bruce Young at Lafayette College in Pennsylvania.
With jackass. No.
Yeah, it's called the actual sound, like in the scientific communities, they call it cloacal popping, cloacal popping, but it's tooting, farting, whatever you want to call it. And each pop lasts less than 0.2 of a second and happens really fast. But there's a few different snakes that can do this.
No, I mean, I get nervous sometimes, especially for like big crowds or speeches or things like that. So like now I have the phrase cloacal popping. So.
That was just a cloacal pop. So I'm a little nervous. My girlfriend will try to hide in the house and scare me. And I'll say it, one time she did scare me so much that I scared tooted. And she loves to share that story. So here I am sharing it on a podcast.
How did she scare you?
We have like a really long apartment, railroad style, and it's just really easy to like hide behind one of the walls in our kitchen. So she loves to just pop out.
So when you tooted, was she in the turn scared? And just go back and forth in the reciprocal.
We're scaring and tooting and scaring. Yeah, it was great. Great times.
It seems such a like, I think Snake seems like they're portrayed as being like so fierce. It seems like such a different tactic that you wouldn't expect from a snake. It's like, 100%. Oh, I can unlock my jaw and swallow you, but I'm also going to fart to scare you off first.
One of the few times I've been on the subway, like since the pandemic started, so say like, you know, whatever, one of few, there was this man with a snake. And there wasn't just a man with a snake. He kneeled down next to me and I didn't realize he had a snake at first. And people were being weird at him. And I was like, why is everyone being weird at this man? He just has his phone up. But what he actually had was a phone to take a picture of a snake on his hand. And like, this is my snake. And I was like, sure, whatever. But we've seen this subway will have snakes occasionally. But what made it even wilder was this entire family freaked out as if like he had let loose 1,000 snakes. Like the wife jumped onto what I assume is her husband. The children ran to the other end of the car. And the lovely, this is where it becomes maybe a little romantic. The lesbian couple who I had happened to sit next to, like adjacent to, I took my music out and I was like, is everyone just freaking out? Because there's a man with a snake and he's being pretty calm about it, right? And they said, yeah, that's all that's happening. This is extra. And I said, yeah. Okay.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't
like snakes, though. Oh. I'll say that.
I live by the Barclay Center. And then when DMX died, a bunch of like Rough Riders all like came down to like ride bikes up and down and play music loud and bark at each other. And then there was this one guy there who was just had this giant snake, like huge, like one of those thick ones. And he had like it draped around himself in like the shape of a DMX X. And then he was getting like people to like come and like take pictures with it with like, and then so various people would just put the snake on, the snake would like coil in like a little bit of X. And then they'd go, ooh, ooh, ooh. And then they'd take a photo and then the next person would come along. And it's not what he asked for, but it is what he would have wanted.
Oh my gosh. You know, there's always a snake guy, I think, in every city. I was in Austin and I was going up and down. I think it's 4th Street. It's basically where all the college bars are. And there was just a guy sitting with like snakes on his shoulder. And I was like, oh snap, that guy got snakes. And they're like, yeah, that's the snake guy. I was like, oh, okay. Sorry to be blown away by this man in public with multiple snakes on him. You're right. I'm the idiot here. That's the snake guy.
My dad is really scared of snakes. A fact that I thought was really funny when I was little. So I, one Halloween, threw a like fake snake out into our like kitchen area. And my dad, who's like pretty big dude, he's like 6'2". He's like sitting in his chair, sees the snake and panics so much that he leans back in his chair and then the whole chair falls backwards. And of course he's like a big dude, so it makes like a loud bang. And I thought I killed my father with a fake snake. And I remember telling my parents about this recently, like, oh my God, do you remember that time? They both forgot about it. And I'm like, it has been burned into my memory that I could have killed my dad with this snake. Chloe, how hot? Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to say my fake lizard story or fake. Yeah, fake lizard. I'm going to make it quick. My dad, when we were younger, he was the manager of the apartments we lived at. Yeah. And one day before school, we get a call and they're like, there's an alligator in the lawn. There's an alligator in the lawn. We're like, what? There's an alligator in the lawn. So of course I had to go, cause I was like, I have to see this. And it was across the street at the different, cause there were two different complexes that were one, but they were separated by the street. So we go across the street, we get to lawn, and then we stop in our tracks as we see a tiny alligator. And we're like, oh my gosh. And so like my dad like takes off his belt and starts like smacking it, and like nothing happens. And I walked up and it was a alligator toy, but because it was set outside, the morning dew made it look real. It was so funny.
That's so funny. Where did you grow up?
Compton, California. So there was no reason there should be. There was no reason. There would have been a wild event if there was an alligator. Oh
my God. I love that he resorted to his belt.
He was like, this will get this lizard in line.
This lizard is rude.
Yeah.
Wow.
Rachel, the fact is as hot as my somewhere between like 5 and 10 year old birthday party was, where a man with like a few containers of lizards came over and we had a nice lizard party. Snakes and lizards.
We love those guys.
I'd say your take was as hot. Your fact was as hot as the world, as the dinosaurs, the evil dinosaurs wanted the world to be in the animated dinosaur show, Dinosaurs, about anthropomorphic dinosaurs. And I also think that's the most dinosaurs has been said in a sentence.
Thank you so much. I feel honored.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rachel, your fact is as hot as this book I read, which was like the most dangerous animals in Australia. And it's not things like shark and stuff like that. It's like these teeny tiny little marsupials that will like bite you and stuff like that. But it was a hot book to read, because when I moved to Australia, everyone's like, why are you moving? Things will kill you. I was like, no, I don't think they will. I think it's gonna be okay. They were like, but the sharks. I was like, won't come into my office block. I think I'm fine.
You never know.
There was an alligator in Compton.
It's true.
There could be a shark.
The world has changed.
Anything is possible.
Yeah.
My God.
Rachel, your fact was as hot as my scream when I was walking along a river in Delaware and just saw like a random snake that I was not expecting. That was very much alive, just a moving snake, just... I'm fine with snakes when someone says, oh, there's snakes, or there's a snake. Not when I'm like, I'm walking through a major American metropolitan city. There's a snake. I was like, snake. And then I spoke to my friend Vince, who was from Delaware, and was like, Vince, and he like told me all these things to do, places to go, all the stuff about Delaware I could possibly want. And I said, no, snakes. And they're like, oh yeah, there'd be snakes. And I was like, that was information I needed very early.
Yeah, you tell me that, number one. Watch out for the snakes. Mm-hmm. Have a great time.
There will be snakes, period.
Well, thank you.
Okay. We've come to arguably the most important part of the pod. Iffy, we need you to pick the hottest fact of today. As a reminder, you can pick your own if you feel it was the hottest. And we can recap, starting with maybe Shab?
Bluetooth. Yep.
Cow feet.
Mars ketchup.
And then snake toots. And I was going to say, we can't forget
Yeah.
Domino's timer. Oh my
God. Domino's timer.
Never forget the Domino's timer.
You know,
it's set to 9/11.
Domino's did 9/11.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're capable of anything now. So
they're a tech company, you know.
Yeah. Oh man. You know, there was one that stuck with me. Once I heard it and I knew that it, when it came down to this, it was probably going to be it, but it's got to be the Mars ketchup. Cause you know, as a sci-fi nerd, I look forward to us, you know, leaving this dying planet. Hopefully the people killing it behind, you know, there will be an uprising on the transport, but you know, I feel like that is like a nice important step towards, you know, the future. So going with Heinz, Space Heinz with a Z.
Wow. Thank you so much. I feel like we can all rest. I felt good. We can rest easy knowing we'll dip in space for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And honestly, I'm not a mustard girl, so I'm fine with this ketchup. Rachel, you on mute? Did I? Or
I think Rachel's trying to like signal to you to end the show because it's your job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, I was upset that you weren't a mustard girl, but you can
no
also
ranch, no
that.
Mustard. Uh-oh.
I'll do a little. I do like vegan ranch, I'm not going to lie. But a little mustard, like a splash sometimes, but it has to be like in a recipe, you know? Okay. Before we say goodbye for the day, where can folks find you? Because they will.
I hope they do find me. You can find me at Ify Wadiway on Twitter and Instagram, IfDs on Twitch if you like watching people play video games. I have a podcast called Maximum Film on the Maximum Fun Network where we talk about movies. The tagline is a movie podcast that isn't just three white dudes. So you know, if that's exciting to you, yeah, check it out. Yeah, it's actually two. watch Grand Crew on NBC. I wrote on that. It's been fun seeing the words and jokes I wrote said by people on television, especially since those people are also my friends. So yeah, definitely check it out.
Well, I'm gonna go cry because I love that so much. It's beautiful. We are Trash Comedy. You can find us there. You can email us, DM us. We are part of the Apocalypse Podcast Network. I think that's everything I'm supposed to say. Rachel's giving me the signal. Thank you again, Ify, so much for doing this.
Anytime.
We learned so much. I'm never frequenting Domino's again. I'll fucking say it.
Damn. Looks like you goofed, Domino's. Looks like you goofed.
You lost a vegan customer. Big, there are many vegan options.
Okay, I'll shut up now. Thank you again. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Apocalypse Podcast Network. For more great podcasts, go to apocalypsepodcastnetwork.com. And remember, every time you support one of our sponsors, you're supporting the podcast you just heard.